proceed into council communications. We have two people signed up to speak to the council this morning. Item 1265, please.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding a better PDX, including deconstruction, not demolition.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And if your memory is super keen, you may recall that one time when I was up here testifying, I spoke to you about being at the climate march in New York City last year and how I wished in Portland we could, even though we have much smaller blocks than the city of New York, that we could do as good with sidewalks staying open during construction. I believe the gentleman speaking after me might have some more to add on that important topic. When we talk about our fiduciary duty that we expect from the government, we should note that 2 weeks ago today, two citizens, one of who was almost undoubtedly having a mental health episode, were taken into custody by the police right here in these chambers. And the most distressed of those people is still locked up in the county jail. And I don't believe that a large number of my fellow voters would really believe that that's the best use. I know that that's more covered under the county budget, but perhaps we could look into the situation and make sure that lead judge Nan Waller and District Attorney Underhill are fully aware of the context of the situation so that we're not wasting money keeping mentally ill people in jail when they receive a check that could assist them in bonding out and returning to the community and getting the services they need. When I first signed up to speak over a month ago, I think we were still at the end of a drought. I think it's over now. And I signed up to talk about deconstruction, not demolition. We've seen some very interesting photographs and videos of construction sites in the past couple days. Water above the knee in the Pearl, near about Pettigrew and 13th, there's a kind of cattywampus structure that I would think couldn't help but have its basement flooded. But many of my friends are much more concerned about the residential neighborhoods. There's a picture going around of a demolition where the foundation was left unfilled, and it's now sort of a swimming pool, pond, slash place for children or animals to drown. So I think that when we look at the way demolitions are enforced and regulated, there's very much room for us to step up our game. I'm sure in the future you'll be getting much more comprehensive and coherent presentations from United Neighborhoods from Reform, Southeast Uplift, Stop Demolishing Portland, talking to you about how the real way to be green is to preserve as much as possible homes that are in redeemable condition, to not fill landfills with broken houses when we have many people living on our streets. So in the past, you mentioned the word moratorium. There'll be strong resistance to that, but I hope that the community will encourage you to look at getting as close to that as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.